for donations. Therefore, the following procedure will be established to promote timely address by governance and management to major positive and or negative financial events. A shall be generated on a monthly basis for each of the Pacifica business units with the intent of reporting on any and all actual or impending events that will have a significant financial impact. The report will include, but not be limited to, and as a comment here, I list about 15 things which I could read off. I'll read them off real fast. Any lawsuits,
yes,
judgments
please,
over $1,000. Okay, any lawsuits, these are examples. Any lawsuits, judgments over $1,000, major over $3,000 facility failure or impending failure, plumbing, air conditioning, heating, roofing, etc. Loss or expiration of a lease, major increase or decrease in operational overhead like tower rentals, mortgage, or rent, internet hosting. Major increase or decrease in personnel costs, plans, insurance, pay rates, union costs, accident, theft, fraud, or act of nature incurring immediate or long-term major financial burden. That would be if the building is burnt down or somebody drives a car through the station. Unpredicted fees, penalties, or taxes, and any state or federal reports, licensing or compliance coming due or currently past due, major awards won by a station, programmer, or the foundation. These are the positive things. Major government or institutional grant or support, large requests or donations granted or withdrawn, major deviance, positive or negative, in a fund drive. And the meaning of the word major in the above list depends on the amount and range of normal activity. A general rule of thumb would be a 25% change in some value that usually doesn't vary more than 5% per month. That's just trying to give a statement of what we're talking about. It's really a judgment issue. The notable events report will be generated by the business manager and or the general managers of each of the units and sent to the CFO by the fifth day of each month. The report will also be sent to the local finance committee and the local station board if the business unit is a radio station. Items will stay on the list until resolved or addressed, which will be reported in detail in the report before being removed. The CFO will generate the notable events report for the national office, and also an aggregated and summarized report formatted as the CFO determines based on the reports from each of the business units to be presented to the Pacifica National Board by the 15th of each month. Any discussion of a notable events report or the CFO summary by the PND requires previous distribution of that report to all the members of the PND at least 5 days prior to the meeting. Confidentiality required for legal, financial, or personnel reasons, as discussed by the bylaws, can be implemented by use of fictitious names for the principals or firms. Examples, former employee XXX has filed a defamation suit. Vendor YYY is seeking a $25,000 judgment for nonpayment of fees. An anonymous benefactor has sent us a donation of $3 million to be used only for programs on folk radio. Those are examples of how to keep things confidential. The first notable events report are expected to be produced and sent to the CFO by September 5th, 2015. All dates, this is very important, please, all dates and amounts listed above are subject to change at any time by the vote of the PND. So where people think we're asking for too much information, or it's too fast, or it's too frequent, or they disagree with what's relevant to put on this report, that's all adjustable. Now I'm speaking about the motivation rather than the report. The point is, every time we have a meeting, this comes up, how are we doing on this lawsuit? What did we do with that money? What about this bill? What are we going to do about the loss of this building? This farm is, you know, falling off the cliff. These things should be documented and put in a report that's more than just an H trial balance or a quarterly financial statement, bringing it from accounting to make it more realistic to the people on these committees, on the boards, who are basically not accountants or lawyers for the most part, but are lay people, or even if they are lawyers or accountants, don't necessarily have the time to drill down into all of the details. Now, if it is going to take some extra time, but all of these factors that we're asking to put on this report are things that the general manager, business manager, should have right in the front of his mind all the time. It should be constantly with him and never forgotten that there's a liability in pensions, that the union is down our back on the payroll, that there's some arbitration going on. All of those things should be right, topical, and easy to document. And I'm just trying to create a vehicle whereby they don't get hidden in a drawer or fall off the table or run, but they are presented to the PNB and, or, well, to the LSBs and then to the PNB and then to management, and the PNB and the LSBs can come back to management and say, what are we doing to address this? And what are we going to do? What are we going to do in this big surge? I'm not just saying negative, but what are we going to do with this big income gain that we got, a big donation, or these fund drives are doing great, and so forth. But I want to get refine it like a bullion cube of information that we can then distribute to our governance and management. That's the end of my motivation. Bullion cube is the best.
Thank you.
Nick Arena for the stack.
Arpa for stack.
Thank you. Yes. I would, okay, Nick, you're first, and Arpa. I would especially like to hear from our CFO and our IED what they think of this motion. But go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I'd like to speak against the motion. I understand Ken's intention about information and disclosure, and I can appreciate it. However, I believe that all the things that are being required are an extra burden in a reporting requirement to a local staff and a national staff that's already overburdened by the amount of basic work that needs to get done on a day-to-day basis, and I believe that the information that is being requested is redundant for the conversations that that the CFO and the IED would be having with the general managers on an ongoing basis. So I don't think that this is a useful use of the time of the local staff and the national staff.
Okay, our Paul.
All right. This is a big motion, and I really think that there are some problems here. One, it's overly large, and it's got some things in there that aren't good to put in for a motion. And I think we need to consider this some more. So I know people want to hear from the CFO and the IED, but at some point I would be inclined to make a motion to table this, but we should hear from the other folks. That's all.
Okay. Do either Sam or Bill wish to comment on this motion?
Bill's
yeah,
Bill.
I can
okay.
comment. Yeah, Bill,
go ahead, Sam. Okay, well, yeah. You know, I would like to have this information, but I am concerned, as Nick was saying, how much time it would take to prepare it. I mean, I think I'm getting most of this. It's just not all at one time or in one report. And, you know, the trouble is that we're all understaffed, and, you know, it would be nice to have an assistant that could compile all this stuff for us and do a lot of other things, too, but we don't have the people to do that. So I guess that's my concern. We could do it in a way that wouldn't create a, you know, more time burden. I mean, we already have too many things to do and not enough people, it seems like. But what do you think, Sam?
Yeah, that is exactly my concern. I mean, I wish that I had this information. It will make life so easy. And the intentions are very good. I mean, I appreciate what Ken has put forward. But the same thing, that how do we manage our resources? I have been thinking about, like, just a few minutes back, I mentioned about the templates that we need for the budgets. That is so important, because otherwise the budgets that we're making are really not realistic. But I just don't have time. And it is overwhelming. I mean, look at the compliance matters that are overdue at this time. How to wrap our minds or hands to those. So unless until we figure out the resource constraints, it would just not be realistic. I mean, the other thing is that we can put together a list, but unless until we have some meaningful analysis and some thought process given into those line items, those particular actually items will not be much meaningful. Because the committee, the members would like to have some insight, what is happening, what is going on the ground. So we have to write a paragraph at least on each of those items. And that will take a lot of time, both for the general manager and for the CFO. So the substitute could be that we can identify some mechanism where we discuss three or four or five top items which are consuming a specific organization. And that could be part of an agenda. But to prepare a kind of a standard report, that I think it's too much.
Sam, I kind of agree. Maybe what we can use is a motion to table and reintroduce some version of this motion after it's been looked at some more and refined, perhaps, streamlined. Would anybody care to make a motion to table?
Or Paul?
Yes, this is Ken. Yeah, Ken.
No, let Ken go.
Yeah, I'll move the table.
Okay, Ken. Okay. Any objection to tabling this motion? Okay, the motion is tabled. Any other items under new business? Now is your chance if you have something you want to bring up. Okay, seeing that there are no other items under new business, we move past that item on the agenda. Now, I did put an item on for a scheduling of new meeting, but I kind of think we don't really need to do that because we already know when our next meeting is, right?
In two weeks.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's set up for the whole year.
Okay. So I think that probably was not be on the agenda.
Nancy,
do you have something you want to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, it's August. Do folks really feel we need a meeting in 2 weeks, or can we wait a month?
Well, I sympathize, but it depends on how people feel about whether budgets. Whether we're going to have some budgets to discuss or not, I guess. I don't know. What do people think? What stage of the process of budget creation are your finance committees and LSBs into? Anybody can enlighten us on this?
Ken to the stack. Yeah, Ken to the stack.
And Bill.
Yeah, Ken. Bill? Yeah.
I think I'm going to press for the budget. I mean, I know that all of the work has got to be done for the 2016. and so forth. But I still feel we're in a very tenuous situation, and I'd let the meeting stand. It could be canceled in 2 weeks, you know, closer to the approach of the scheduled meeting, as opposed to making it a month away, because we're still in very shaky territory with our liabilities in court cases. And absence of realistic budgets.
What's the meeting going to do about those? I don't understand.
Thank you.
People make plans.
Chair, point of order. I think we've been using parliamentary system here where people get on a queue.
Sorry.
So I don't want to get into a dialogue. So I think we should continue doing the meetings. You know, we all have important lives. These meetings have been very civil, and they end ahead of time. So I'd like to maintain that tradition.
I kind of think we should leave the meeting standing for 2 weeks. But if when we get close to the meeting and we find we don't have anything urgent on the agenda, then we can cancel it in due course prior to the meeting.
Well, people make plans, you know, and they might say, well, I'm sorry, I can't do that for the 22nd of August because I have this meeting, you know, and so
I understand, Nancy, but we can't anticipate every eventuality. I'm saying if it looks like it's going to be quiet, relatively speaking, in 2 weeks, we don't have to have the meeting, but I can't possibly anticipate what will happen. I'd like to have the option of having the meeting just in case. And I do sympathize with it being August and people are away, and in fact, I am away. And if you knew what time it is where I am, you would be quite surprised.
Bill, I don't mind leaving it on there. I don't think, I was at the KPFT local budget and finance committee meeting last night, and, you know, they're hoping to have maybe a draft budget before the next meeting and time possibly to have it presented to the KPFT LSB the second Wednesday of September. But, and that's the hope, but I can't guarantee it'll happen. You know, usually it takes several meetings for this to go through, depending on how many changes people want to make to the budget. But, you know, hopefully it'll go through quickly this time, but there's no guarantee of that. But it probably won't be ready until second weekend of September, though. So that's just for that one station.
Let's try to do this democratically. We can take a straw poll as to whether we should cancel the next meeting or not. I am not in favor of canceling the next meeting, at least as of now. What do other people think?
Alex?
I gather Nancy is in favor.
Alex, could I point out that straw poll things aren't allowed by Roberts? If somebody wants to make a motion to cancel that meeting, they could make that. We can vote it up or down and... that'll do it, okay? If somebody wants to make a motion, or not.
You are correct. We are bound by Robert's rule. That's true. All right. Is there any such motion?
Well, this bill with a question.
Nancy, do you wish to... Bill.
Well, are any stations working on the budget besides WBAI and KPFT? If not, maybe we should just go ahead and meet and start working on the other stations' budgets, the NFC, if their local budget, LSBs are not doing it.
Sam on the stack.
Sam?
Yeah, so I have weekly conference calls with all the business managers, and we are just freeing up from the audit. So at this time, I'm not hearing any positive comments from any of them if they have made any significant progress for the budget. So I don't think that we will be prepared for anything substantial in the next 2 weeks or so. So unless until we have a different agenda, I think it will not be budget specific.
Okay. So again, I'm asking if anybody wants to put forward a motion to cancel the next meeting. If I don't hear one, we'll go ahead and maintain the next meeting on the schedule, and if it looks like there's going to be nothing that drastic to discuss, we will cancel it.
And this bill again for the stack.
Bill?
And sorry, that's fine with me, but I encourage all of you to please get with your LSBs and encourage them to start working on their own budgets. Get with the DMs and start doing that if they haven't already.
Okay, thank you, Bill. I think we're at the orders of the day. Is that what you want to say, Ken?
Yeah, orders of the day. Let's adjourn.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.